Today, Farm Bureau Ag with Thoughts, with more on solar energy projects and the ramification on lands being used for such projects. I'm Doug Wesselman, back after this. In our last program, we started sharing an American Farm Bureau Federation detailed article on solar energy expansion and the impacts in rural communities. The piece was authored by Betty Resnick, an AFBF economist, and Erica Hamilton, a Farm Bureau public policy analyst. One of the more graphic points that we shared came from a 2021 U.S. Department of Energy study, which projected that solar energy would increase from 4% of our nation's total energy production to 45% in 2050, and that this would possibly require 10.4 million acres of land being put into solar production. There are a number of projects that are in some form of consideration in Nevada. One example is the proposed project called the Esmeralda 7 Solar Project that is now in the process of a Bureau of Land Management programmatic environmental impact statement and a resource management plan amendment. They would be geographically contiguous and encompass approximately 62,300 acres of BLM-administrated lands, approximately 30 miles west of Tonopah. The domination of federally managed lands in Nevada and the willingness of agencies like BLM to host utility-scale solar projects, we can expect more than our fair share of such projects. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Wesselman.